Focus on flowers. Many American gardeners have tried to mimic aspects of English gardens. I know I have always been entranced by gardens in England and by the writings of authors like Vita Sackville-West and Gertrude Jekyll. Until recently, however, I didn't understand the role played by the authors of the catalogues of American seed companies and nurseries during the 19th century in selling the concept of English gardening to the American public. Print technologies available after 1870 and the low cost of printing, mailing, and chromolithography allowed for easy dissemination of information to an American suburban middle class. Thus, American gardeners were advised on what to plant, how to plant, and other key aspects of maintenance and design. And the garden design that was described and depicted was that of the English garden. In his wonderful new book, Thomas J. Mickey tells us that the garden in the late 19th century thus became a cultural symbol for the American middle class. By the late 19th century, our fascination with expanses of green lawn had also begun. Read America's Romance with the English Garden, published by Ohio University Press, and you will be glad you did. Better still, share it with a fellow gardener. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on America's Romance.